Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. Tonight, we are continuing our campaign of 316, Carnage Amongst the Stars. With me tonight, I have a courageous company of terrific troopers, but I am Jess, your game master, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm everybody that they're not, which is a ontologically horrifying statement that I didn't mean to think about before I said it. In alphabetical order, starting with trooper nickname, we have Deck.
Hello, my name is Lavender. My pronouns are Fae Fair. I am playing a trooper Deck, who is a gangly, superstitious slut.
Brother,
built a boat.
But is she cowardly?
Cowardly, no.
All right, then we don't have to worry about Batman in this campaign. I don't want to get sued. And yes, last time, Deck helped build a boat. Deck tried a lot of stuff.
I tried to build a boat.
You tried.
I got there.
You got there eventually. I think I'm going to use that going forward, that there's so much stuff that's just like either iconographic or just like pictographic, and it's animated. I like that as an idea. I'm going to use that going forward. We also have Pleather.
Hi, I'm Sophie. She, her, playing Pleather. She, her, a short and wiry character who, as we discovered on last episode, is very good at killing aliens, and as we're going to discover on this episode, is not very good at anything else.
This is going to be the Sophie kills everything campaign, and then also probably the Sophie fails at everything else campaign.
Oh no.
It's good that you have Sophie in your corner with that fucking e-cannon. Yeah. She's going to make sure you all go back home to Terra nice and safe.
I don't want her in the corner. I want her in the center of the room so that I can strafe around her and stay behind her while she shoots a lot of things.
Correct. And you also don't want her in the corner because you'll be losing your religion. And that's because you are our next player, 69.
Yeah, that sure is her nickname and the only thing that people call her. 16 Trooper 69.
Nice.
See her. Played by me, who is Bastion, she, they.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say about 69?
She's not losing her religion. She's one of the few people, or one of the small amount in the Expeditionary Force who has clung very tightly to it, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of clinging tightly, and don't let go, if you don't know how to shoot a machine gun, you'll lose control. Sparky.
Hello, I am Grint. Pronouns are he, him, and I am playing as Sergeant Sparky. Also pronouns he, him. Sparky is the starry-eyed, optimistic sergeant who has read all of the propaganda and probably signed up to join the Expeditionary Force because he read a action hero pulp comic. You might wonder, looking at him, how someone so young-looking is a sergeant.
Many people are wondering this. Many people in Yegg Company are wondering this.
Well, four of them aren't.
That's...
because they died last
That's day. Incredibly and unfortunately true, yeah. Last time, what's the recap? What happened last time? That wasn't Sophie killed everyone. But Sophie did kill everyone.
We went to the beach planet.
Planet and, Cameron.
Yeah, Planet Cameron. And we made a brilliant landing and then used great teamwork to build a boat, get attacked by living coral monsters. Which we determined were actually some kind of nanomachine silica life form. Then we got on a boat, then we got attacked by machine sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Then we dove into the ocean, and our boat drifted away.
You did drop the anchor.
We dropped the anchor. But it didn't go all the way, I guess. And then we went down to the deep, dark seas. And I think we basically boiled the planet.
You did. You caused the planet camera was a giant computer. You zip bombed it till it overheated and fell in half.
Yeah.
You caused the oceans to boil off and destroyed the cooling system and killed the antiviral defenses. Yay, you're heroes.
To be fair, those machine sharks, they had really bad vibes.
Well, we are definitely heroes to all of the other troopers who would have probably just died trying to get this shit done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, a lot of people died. You came out of it.
Some of them had names.
Yeah. It's true.
Poor Omelette.
Gargoyle, McFly, Hoover, and Omelette lost their lives in the service of protecting Terra.
Yep.
There were other people who died. You don't know them. That's not important. But, yeah, let's go over the between mission stuff, because this is going to be a downtime episode. Yeah. Last time, we doled out who got levels. We doled out the automatic improvements. You also get a development role. Nobody can increase rank because you didn't use any strengths. But you can develop weapons or you can gain a new piece of war gear. You have to make a NFA check in order to do either of them.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Sorry, I have a cat cradled in one arm and it's very hard to use a computer.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a good time, though. Let's see. Page 32 and 35. Just want to double check this.
It's more page 32.
Yeah.
/ 33 in the PDF.
Hell yeah. Well, I'll make my roll. What do you know? I did it.
Yeah, what are you trying to do?
With my giant NFA... I could get a vehicle.
It
says gain a new piece of war gear, a weapon, or a vehicle.
Note that vehicle or bombs require you to be of certain officer ranks to be able to request them.
I'm not high enough then, okay.
Yeah, some of them you can't request just yet.
Okay.
But we could probably kludge some smaller stuff if you want, I don't know. What kind of vehicle would you like?
I don't know.
Hoverboard? Command Jeep. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm going to take a really quick look at the other gear.
I wouldn't be opposed to you have a warthog for narrative purposes or stuff like that.
Well, okay. I got my other arm back.
Get the Mako from Mass Effect.
The cat has decided he's done.
So, can we just do an NFA roll for any of these weapons?
I believe...
Oh, damn.
Any weapons or vehicles you begin with, popular choice of the flame gun and the power claw. Yeah, any of those weapons if you want them.
Okay.
Oh, right, I did just boost my automatic development. I boosted my sidearm pistol at close range.
You could also choose to improve a weapon a second time if you want. Yeah. Or try to, at least.
Right.
It looked like it had to be a different weapon?
I think it does have to be a different weapon.
Or a different... Yes, different weapon.
That's totally fine. I noticed they have a power blade, but I don't really need that.
You don't need a power blade.
I don't,
but you can have a power blade.
It does the same thing as the gun I just upgraded.
But it's a power blade.
Power blade.
Power blade.
I think I'm gonna try to make my roll and get a shotgun.
Oh, sure.
Because it doesn't really seem like we've spent all that much time at long ranges.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
Yeah. Yet, that's true. But my slug rifle is, well, it's not great at long range, but at least it is sort of better at longer range than close, so I would rather try to get a shotgun, get something that can kill a lot of things very much up close.
I think I'm going to just boost my machine gun, unless I can find other war gear. Jesus Christ.
So,
yeah, war gear starts on page 78.
78, thank you.
Shotgun's a good pick because it also gives you close quarters capability without putting other people at risk, like grenades.
Exactly.
On the other hand, grenades are fun.
I think what I did was, I don't remember last time if I... No, wait, what did I do?
You stepped up your slug rifle a bit.
Yeah, I stepped it up in near, so this way it starts at D10, so now I'm just as deadly in close range as I am in near range.
That's a fair point. Oh. And your near range will be just as bad as the old slug rifle.
Yeah, and I can always, it's just a test, I think, in combat to switch.
Yeah, it's an NFA.
So, all right, so it's just a, so it's a development role. Is that NFA?
Yep.
Yeah, it's an NFA test. Okay, cool.
You're not killing.
Alright.
It's very true.
I'll boost my machine gun to 2d10 from 2d6. That is the next step up, I believe.
Oh.
That means if I ever do succeed in using it, I will at least get a good number.
Alright,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I did not succeed in my...
Yeah, I'm sorry, no shotgun.
No shotgun.
I'm going to roll to try and acquire a power blade, if I may.
See, Deck knows what's cool. Deck knows power blades are cool.
And I rolled under my 6, so I have a power blade.
Congrats, you have a power blade.
2d10, yes, okay.
Cool. So I'm going to roll for... I was thinking about a couple things. I was thinking about going for the rocket pod, which is very nice. But I think right now I'm going to try and go for the power claw. Mm. Just because, as mentioned, it is to switch weapons, it is an NFA roll. And as mentioned, that's not plus the strength. But the power claw can automatically switch too. Mm-hmm. So that's nice for me. So I will try and roll that. That is over my... I have a question, actually. Can I use a flashback on a development role, or is that just a combat thing?
That's a combat thing only, I believe.
Okay.
Otherwise, you would lose the development role and
humiliate
yourself.
Well, I mean, I could use a strength, I guess, but yeah. No,
yeah, I don't think you want to use a strength on the quartermaster, who's in charge of the weapons. They kind of frown on
remember the strength. Remember the strength, the flashback when I slipped the quartermaster like $100 like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, because you have so much use for money in a mobile militarized force running through the cosmos, killing everything.
The guy is back in the the quartermaster in like the storage holds. They might need it for stuff.
What?
He still can buy them goods and services.
What stuff? Where are they buying shit?
I don't know, from wherever they're getting their deliveries from.
I've played
FTL. You think
FTL.
They're getting shit delivered from Earth?
Yeah, maybe. I played FTL. You go along the node until you find the one that says store.
No, there's nothing out here.
No, it could be getting shot out to us, like, to be picked up. I don't know.
No, you are supposed to
be... I think by the lore,
be...
we are actually just forgotten.
Yeah, you are supposed to be sustaining yourselves as best as you can.
Okay.
They're just cracking... They're breaking down these... You've played Dead Space. They're breaking down these planets as they go and stealing the resources.
The USG Ishimura. God, best posting in the galaxy.
Hell yeah.
Looks like a rib cage full of rib cages.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... Deck got a power blade. Pleather got nothing. Sparky, you didn't even roll, did you?
Yes, I did. Did I not? Yeah, I did.
What did you roll for?
upgrade my gun. I thought I rolled.
Yeah, it's three there, which I think was you, yeah.
There should be timestamps on these. I don't know if that was for you or not, but...
I changed my name in the thing, so that I don't know who the Deckus deck roller is, but
well, that's deck.
I'm Sparky.
Yeah, but I couldn't... Hmm.
These things roll again?
No, these things just need timestamps. I'm willing to believe it. Yeah, because the math lines up for people rolling for highest.
Okay, for so we'll just make sure that we will salt the and at the end of the session. We'll roll a bunch of gibberish. Or...
No, I can always just roll something at the end of the session in order to just, like, you know, break it up.
Yeah, there you go.
Put a date stamp in there. So yeah, that's the development rules out of the way. You have been brought back on to the Burden of Consequence. The lieutenant, you know, shakes all your hands. You're given your medals. You're allowed to go take a shower. You're allowed to get some sleep. And it's the next day. The Burden of Consequence is fundamentally a combination multi-unit personnel carrier, Skyborne death machine, and flying shopping mall. It's kind of just like we have crammed this thing to be everything that it needs to be for everybody on board so they don't get bored. There's like nominal, There is military structure. There is bureaucracy and focus and stuff like that. But there are like fabricators and places where you can go to like get stuff. There's like swimming pools. There's sports centers. There's places where you can go play video games with other troopers. It's like a giant flying community center as invented by militarized genocidal space fascists. Because there's one thing that the ships don't have in Helldivers, and that's a place where you can just, like, put your feet up and have a drink. Because you have killing to do. But you have plenty of time as you are exploring the cosmos, killing stuff. And I don't want people going stir-crazy inside of ships like the Burden of Consequence.
We have access to weapons. No, they don't.
No, exactly. Yegg Company is also restricted to what is basically like a habitation block. All of the different units have habitation blocks. You have like a comfortable apartment to yourself that has like a bathroom and a bedroom and like a little kitchen and stuff like that. Everybody roll me a D10. All right, Sparky. Oh, goddamn it. I'm looking at the wrong one. That's 69. Sparky and Pleather, you two roll off pretty please.
Here.
Okay, there we go. What does 69's habitation quarters look like?
Not very different than standard. He has a couple of books and some little wooden frame cupboard things. Seem to be some kind of reliquary that always sort of sits out in a spot that's sort of open, but not like there's no shrine assembled around it. It just, you know, some accoutrements here and there.
Mm-hmm. Not very fancy, pretty Spartan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then what do Dex quarters look like?
So, first of all, whole place has been feng shui'd to shit.
Oh no.
Not just in layout, but like in color organization.
You gotta face space east.
Yeah, I gotta face space east. I gotta put all the red things on one side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Any flat surface besides the floor is lined with crystals. Some from Terra, some from other planets we've been to. Didn't get anything last time, but oh well.
You got some coral.
I got a little coral. Probably books on folklore, specifically. Otherwise, relatively sparse. It's kept clean. The crystals are meticulously dusted.
That's good. It's good that you keep care of your personal possessions. Nice. All right. What does Sparky's man cave look like?
Oh my god. I think it is pretty well put together, and generally like pretty clean. There is, I think, a shelf of like, I don't know, interesting alien bits and other little trophies and things from his adventures, various like, you know, missions we have been on. I think he has a small bookcase with various like both like military strategy reading and also personal reading, which is shit like comic books and other, you know, adventure fiction. And yeah, I don't know.
Probably Funko has a lava Pops lamp. What'd you say?
City probably has a lava lamp.
Ooh. Funko Pops. Funko Pops as far as the eye can see.
No, he's got those metal posters.
God. What are those
disc plates?
Yeah, disc plates, yeah.
Ooh.
Probably has like something like that, yeah.
He's just like tiled the wall and the ceiling.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm imagining that. It's very gross. But yeah, there's probably a little of those.
Mm-hmm. And then what does Pleather's living quarters look like?
Definitely not very clean. She's got, you know, empty bottles and cans and like TRM packages in all the place. The walls, she got all the like little cheesecake posters that you put up that you can buy from the canteen or whatever. She got those up on the wall. She does have like kind of one kind of clean place to kind of hang the jacket at night. But otherwise, yeah, not very clean.
Nice. So you do, in your downtime, you do just walk around with your leather jacket on?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Okay. Nice.
As you do.
There is a knock at your door, Sparky.
I get up and answer it, yeah.
It is Lieutenant Teflon.
Sir, just salute.
Addie, Sergeant, you mind if I come in and talk real quick?
Of course. Please.
Yeah, he enters.
Take any seat.
He enters politely. He takes your seat. Your favorite seat. Sparky,
only one chair.
Oh, no. You live
just
that
like,
kind
there's
of...
only one chair.
You live
and,
that
you know,
kind
like,
of
you could
life.
Sit on the bed or whatever.
Oh, no. Sparky, no. Women are jealous of what it takes for Sparky to be happy.
You can't see the toilet. It's too cool. But assure you, the females like it.
Oh, no. Don't have the doom bathroom, Sparky.
It's okay. We all live in the doom bathroom.
What?
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, no.
When you're older.
The bathroom. Anyway, he takes a seat. It's like, so, I wanted to talk to you about Yegg Company and your performance in the taking of Planet Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You lost half of your men. And that was honestly a damn sight better than a lot of the other companies made out.
Oh.
And on top of that, you helped bring the whole damn thing home. Between you and those other miscreants managing to successfully upload the data packets to the planet and cause it to melt down. The four of you did a hell of a job bringing peace and security to the galaxy. And I would like to commend you on that, Sergeant.
Thank you, sir. Always happy to bring honor to Terra.
That's and what I like to hear.
Sparky really believes it.
Yeah, of course he does. Well, that's what I like to hear. Man like you knows how to lead. A man like you knows how to command. It's honestly inspiring to see someone of your age and your experience and your caliber really step up to the opportunity that has been put in front of you. And that is why I feel it is important to let you know that I am no longer your lieutenant. In light of the actions that you have committed, I am now Captain Teflon of your company and now other companies.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Which means that there is now a vacancy for the lieutenant position.
Sparky's eyebrows kind of like rise up. Looks like he's very excited.
Which is why I must let you know that the new acting lieutenant will be Icarus, formerly of Yellow Company.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do I know anything about Icarus?
No, you've never met them before in your life.
I'm sure they're a credit to the Expeditionary Force.
Yeah, Icarus has committed herself well. She'll be a good lieutenant, and you will make a good sergeant under her care. Last thing I'm here to do before I move into my new quarters is tell your men to dispose of the personal possessions of the dead. You will be getting new troopers in due course. And they will need living space. So,
yes, sir, I will inform them personally.
Right. Unless you want to maintain ownership of any of their possessions, it's gonna have to go into the disassembler so it can be refabricated.
Yes, I'll make sure the troopers understand, and we will file any paperwork necessary if there are any particular pieces of gear that seem relevant.
Understood. Yeah, make sure any weapons are remanded to the armory. But shouldn't be much in the way of their personal possessions. Or at least the stuff that we would need to get our hands back on. So thank you for letting me in so we can have this chat in private. Would prefer not to do that in front of the rest of your soldiers. I'll be on my way. And he leaves. Unless you have anything else you want to say to him.
Nope. We'll just salute until he goes.
Yeah, he's gone.
Sparky lets out like a real big sigh, like, oh.
Sorry,
I really thought that was leading up to promotion.
Yep.
That's how they get you, is they tell you that someone is going to be promoted and that it's not going to be you, and then that's the motivation.
You did a really great job, better than anyone else, and that's why you're going to keep doing that job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next thing as far as you will do is you know, go around and make sure everyone knows, like, hey, like we gotta clear out their stuff. But we can shuffle around to someone else.
Yeah, is there anything else anybody is itching to do that's not clean up the rooms of dead people?
No, but that actually seems like the kind of thing that 69 would probably want to chip in and help with, though. I mean, she already wants to give a service at some point for these people. The least she can do is get some context for it.
Yeah, you want to do that when you're done?
Hmm.
Okay, cool.
Gotta exercise these ghosts of the Snowdens of yesteryear.
Which one had the Game Boy? Was it Omelette that had the Game Boy?
That was Omelette, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna see if Omelette has any other video game stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
They had a Switch, but it was in their armor. They brought it down with them for exactly this reason. They didn't want anybody taking it after they died.
Which, yeah, good luck, Omelette. That worked out great.
Yeah, like the Pharaoh, they have it in the afterlife. That's fine.
No, they explicitly don't have it in the afterlife. They left it behind on the boat.
I, Omelette, well, King of Kings.
Look upon my Game Gear, ye mighty, in despair.
Oh, shit, you haven't eaten triple A's.
Yeah, you can't take it with you, and by it, I mean 6D batteries. Is there anything?
It had color and good music, damn it.
Yeah.
My brother really wanted a Game Gear so fucking bad. But then again, my brother was kind of like a little bit of a star fucker when it comes to like niche consoles. Like, you remember the white PSP?
Yeah.
The one that got in trouble for the racist ad?
Yeah.
My brother paid to have one imported from Thailand.
That's a little further than I was expecting.
Let's go.
I remember struggling to track down a particular PSP model because it had the OS that made it easier to jailbreak.
Mm-hmm.
I would have ever gotten a specific version of a console just because, well, certainly not because it had a racist ad.
No, he didn't want it because of the racist ad. He wanted it because it was niche and it was a white, PSP.
Yeah. I was just happy to have the transparent purple plastic GBA.
God, transparent purple plastic was just fucking everywhere back then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very handsome. I think it is actually in a drawer somewhere nearby to me right now.
Oh. Yep.
I have a silver PSP somewhere. It's probably slowly expanding into a bomb.
Yeah.
I should probably find that and look into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you definitely should either remove all... This is a public service announcement. If you have any old electronics that have internal batteries or, disposable batteries in them, you should take those out before you store them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They should be disposed of in a safe facility. The ocean.
No.
No.
That's not part of the PSA.
That's just car batteries.
Yeah, that's only car batteries.
Yeah, only car batteries.
Yeah.
The ocean doesn't like any other batteries.
Mm-hmm. It will throw them back at you.
And then they'll explode.
Yeah.
It's like nature abhors a vacuum and the ocean abhors double A's.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing? We're playing 316?
Yeah. Anyway, Deck, do you want to get in on this or no?
I am probably going to come in and sort of, like, probably actually literally salt the earth after things are cleaned up.
Yeah, you're going to actually clean it up.
We don't need any trooper ghosts.
Mm-hmm. So what this looks like is everybody's probably, like, milling around in, like, the main area trying to figure out, like, what's going to happen. And then Sparky, you come in. What do you say to them?
Sorry, I was... silently crunching on a dried pea. Say, what, troopers? At ease? The lieutenant, now captain, has informed me that we will be receiving replenishment to our squad and has asked that we dispose of all possessions of our departed comrades. I request that you take it upon yourselves to clean out their bunks and either return any of their possessions and gear to the quartermaster for repurposing, or if there's anything you wish to keep, just make a note. We'll file the paperwork. Dismissed.
And then Pleather immediately makes a beeline for Omelette's room because Omelette is the one who had all the video games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trooper Omelette is the one who has all the video games. He also had all of the Funko Pops. It is a pop culture nerd paradise. Omelette was basically living inside of an FYE.
Oh, God.
Okay, I mean, Sparky can have the Funko Pops. Oh, I'll take them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as we're all going through the rooms, Sparky will just be like making a note of what we're returning to the quartermaster and you know, what we are. I was gonna say poaching, but that's not. We have permission to do this.
No, yeah. this is plundering.
Yeah,
scavenging.
Anyway, making notes. Yeah, making notes. Just. So nobody gets in trouble.
Yeah. Hey, Omelette's family sent him off with all of his favorite things. Lots of presents from his kids. Lots of presents from his wives. Plural.
Plural?
Plural.
Good for Omelette.
And he kept pretty much everything that they gave him in his residence. Lots of old and vintage games and stuff like that. It's not hard to clean it out. I'm not going to make you roll for that or anything.
Sorry, motorcycle.
Yeah, no worries. I didn't hear it.
I just heard distant trombone noises.
Yeah, I was very just confused. Like,
Dirge for Omelette. Who do you want to clean up next?
I will probably go for Trooper Gargoyle.
Okay. You like crystals, right?
I do.
You're going to love Omelette's... Or not Omelette. You're going to love Gargoyle's place. You never asked the origins of their assorted names. You know why he was Trooper Gargoyle?
Did he have gargoyles?
No, he was stoned all the time.
Hmm.
Ah. Womp, womp.
Yeah, this is a functioning grow-up and, like, nice. Cook lab and stuff like that. If you like crystal, there's crystal.
That sounds like a different sort of crystal than I usually collect.
Hey, it'll help you clean if you take it. No, but in all seriousness, that's a lot of bongs. It's a lot of different sorts of bongs.
Dang, this guy was really into water.
Mm-hmm.
Where are all the flowers? I don't get it.
It looked like he was pretty well liked by a bunch of other troopers because he was growing a lot of stuff. Like, you can get drugs from, like, the commissary if you want. If you want to go, like, get alcohol. If you want to go get various assorted, like, stimulants and artificial substances. But no, it looked like Gargoyle was actually, like, growing a lot of different stuff, making a lot of different stuff, circulating it. It looked like he was a...
In the air through the HVAC system?
Yes. Especially if he was hotboxing his room.
Just hotboxing the whole ship by mm-hmm. accident.
He owns a suspiciously similar lava lamp to Sparky.
Hmm.
And, yeah, he's got, that's pretty much it. That's the majority of, like, his character traits. Just, he had books on chemistry. He was an active participant of chemistry.
Personality, chemicals.
Mm-hmm. He went big into, what's the skill from Disco Elysium?
Oh,
electrochemistry?
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Pretty sure I've been to MacFest with this guy.
What are you doing with this stuff?
Alright, let's be real here. Deck probably has a pipe somewhere in her room already. So I don't really need those. I will put in an acquisition request for some of the books, just out of personal curiosity.
Oh, you don't have to make requests for any of this shit. You can just take it.
Well,
Sparky's talking about requests like the captain gives a damn.
Yeah, everything that gets noted down is just going to be what's left that we didn't take.
All right, well, I am going to grab a book or two on chemistry. And I am going to absolutely I probably, as soon as we got that order, went back to my room to get literal salt. We're going to deghost this room real quick. We're going to salt the entrance. Mm-hmm.
Degauss or deghost?
Deghost.
Deghost. Yeah.
I will leave degaussing to somebody else, but Gosser will probably say some small kind of bullshit woo prayer. before 69 comes in with the real prayers. But yeah, I will sneak a couple books back to my quarters.
Nice. Nice. Give me one sec. I'm just going to change up my headphones. I want to make sure they don't just die on me. Mm-hmm. There we go. Yeah, that's taken care of. That leaves McFly and Hoover.
Oh, McFly. Let's see what kind of nightmare person you were.
McFly likes sports. Okay. McFly really likes sports. He had rigged his stuff up in order to basically just have constant entertainment running on various services. Like, yeah, you're living in, like, a future setting and all that. Like, the walls can be like TVs if you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like walking into the ESPN Panopticon when you go into his quarters. Football, soccer, basketball, hockey, assorted legal blood sports. Because there's, you know, no crime on Terra. Everything is fine forever. You can do whatever you want and everybody's peaceful. But that doesn't mean that there's still not just a lot of, like, particularly violent sports where people can, like, intervene. Because you have to have an outlet for certain urges. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of jerseys. Lots of pennants. It looked like he played quad ball when he was in college. And he kept good contact with his quad ball team well into when he left. They signed like a class pennant for him and, you know, give him hell. You know, it was signed by everybody who was on his quad, everybody who was still alive who was on his quad ball team. But that's really it. It's not the most fancy thing in the world. He has his personal possessions, sure, but there's not, like, a lot of books. There's not, like, a lot of... well, there's music, but there's a lot of recordings of, like, sports and other games that were of particular interest to him.
Hmm.
So, what you gonna do with this stuff?
So the screens and TVs are just, like, built into the walls?
Yeah. You don't need to throw them out. You can just turn them off.
Yeah. Turn them off. Do they have, like, a little, like, I don't know, little, you know, like, basketball hoop?
Yes. He absolutely has a basketball hoop.
Whatever. Whatever they call it in the future.
Yeah, he has, like, a... Do you want the stuff that has the, are you specifically looking for the type that has a suction cup? Or are you looking for the type that, like, is adjustable or the type that hovers? Because this is the future.
Of course, hovering.
Yeah, he's got a hover hoop.
Yeah. I'll take it.
And an assortment of little, stuff that you can, like, throw. You know? So you can have different sorts of, stuff you can throw.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
he has many balls.
Different sorts of things you can throw.
Yeah. Well, like little footballs, little basketballs, little hockey pucks.
Yeah, I'll take the hover hoop and the assortment of things that you throw.
Mm-hmm.
If only we had a word for these.
Balls, okay?
Huckables.
Balls.
But they're not all balls, is that
They're
thing?
Not all balls.
It's like little horseshoes.
Shapes.
Yeah,
all
shapes.
Balls can be thrown, therefore all things that can be thrown are balls.
That's true. When you throw it back, that's a ball.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done a trooper throw it back joke yet. We gotta get there.
Do we have to get there?
No. Do we have to stop?
No, we don't.
Sorry. Who's taking Hoover then? I guess it's going to be 69.
Yeah.
Hoover's got the nicest and most down to earth, sort of. I mean, not like the others aren't relatable, but like this is pretty mundane, except for the woman who's standing in a corner attached to a charging port.
I was going to say, compared, you know, considering who is doing this, someone who has nothing but pop culture references, and then someone else who has nothing but sports stuff, is kind of out of her wheelhouse a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just much fucking weirder.
Yeah, there's a woman standing in the corner attached to a charging port.
Is she wearing anything?
Yeah. Sensible slacks, just cardigan.
Where is the plug connected to?
Back of her neck.
Hmm. Are there any indicator lights?
Green.
I guess try talking to her and see if she's responsive?
Yeah, she's not responding. This is pretty well outside of your wheelhouse, considering your isolated religious upbringing. So this is just kind of weird for you.
A little bit.
But yeah, no, she's not responding when you try to talk to her. Do you want to bring the others in on this, or you just want to like handle it yourself?
And so there's nothing else in there. It's just the lady. Everything else is kind of standard.
He's got like a pretty normal house. It's like walking into somebody's apartment. There's like stuff on the wall. There's posters on the wall. But like for the most part, it's just like, that's the thing that really sticks out more than anything else.
No, I would imagine. 69 is gonna sort of go back out into the hallway and just go back to the nearest room that we were also working on, to just sort of run into whoever else is still out there. And be like, hey, there's a lady in here. Does anybody know how or why? She's plugged into the wall.
I'm going to avert my eyes. Deck is clearly trying to restrain a laugh right now.
Oh. Trooper 69. This, I think, is... have you ever read the Tom Honor story? Well, it's the story of...
He's almost certainly asked her that question before.
Mm-hmm.
She's heard the start of this conversation already.
Yeah, when Tom Honor goes to fight the sorcerer lord of Cyberpeak, he has to make his way to the concubine chambers, and Sparky's like raising his eyebrows. Like, do I need to keep going?
So,
his face is turning a little red.
So
as the GM, I think he needs to keep going, but
he goes to the concubine chambers and he has to fight off the advances of the Sorcerer King's evil sex robots, and then he redeems the heart of the newest model of sex robot that has just been made fresh off the line, has not received the evil programming. It was a very controversial story. Traditionally, Tom Honor is not interested in sex or romance. He is a very strong-willed individual, and
so
he's powered by the purity of spirit.
Yes.
So there's a Sorcerer King in that room? I don't...
It's a sex robot. It's a sex robot.
Oh.
Sex robot.
Okay. Well, what do we what should we do with it? Do you want it?
I don't want it. And if anybody wants it, don't tell me. I'm sending it back to the quartermaster. We're going to melt it down.
That feels rude. I mean, someone should turn her on and tell her, right? What happened? Would she care?
Trooper, if whoever turns on Hoover's lady is responsible for taking care of her, it, her, in whatever capacity that means, is not my problem. I do want to stress that this is another trooper's sex robot. Before you make any decisions.
I'm so glad my mic isn't picking up. I'm fucking dying.
Okay. Barty
looks so uncomfortable.
How many non-fighting ability rolls would it take to
have sex with that robot?
Move the robot into Sparky's quarters such that when he walks in, he wakes it up and it like imprints on him.
Oh, it would just take one.
Yeah, that's
okay. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, make a
later time.
Shit. No, I don't.
Yeah, so you put your hands on her shoulders and she wakes up and she says, oh, hi, hello.
Oh, hi, I'm sorry to wake you up. I've been assigned to clean out this room here because the trooper who I believe lived here and owned you, I think? I'm not really clear. I apologize. Didn't get a chance to ask him. But he's unfortunately passed away. And I'm trying to get rid, go through.
So
and
she starts crying while you're talking. Stuff.
Oh.
What are the tears made of? Are they made of oil?
No. Are they made of
water-like liquid?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty human. Like,
damn.
She's high end. And she's like, Dane's dead?
Was that his name? Yes.
Yes?
Yes, unfortunately, he is. Yeah, he is dead. Was that someone that 69 saw die?
Yeah,
did that helped. Okay.
Hoover, Gargoyle got cooked by an underwater vent. Omelette got thrown, got dragged overboard by a mechanical shark. I think right. Hoover got sucked through the bottom of a boat, or Hoover was the one who got. Or Hoover was the one who drowned.
I think Hoover got speared and dragged through the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty rough.
Yeah, she's crying. She's not happy that... She's like, my husband is dead?
Unfortunately, yes.
Was it awful?
He died bravely.
So it was awful.
Well, no one wants to die, ma'am.
Isn't that why you all went on this to begin with?
Stan just sort of looks away and thinks, like, she absolutely did not expect to be having this deep a conversation with a sex robot today. No, not necessarily. What did he tell you he was doing?
I mean, we got married a while ago, and then he wasn't I mean, you know, you don't need to work on Terra. We spent a lot of time together, and she, I'm not going to, like, continue to, like, try to say this through, like, tears, but she's talking through tears.
Right.
She is absolutely bereaving her husband at this moment. And she's like, yeah, no, we came together. He purchased me. We got married. We lived a life, and then he came home one day and he was like, oh, I've got a new thing for us to do. We're going to go out and we're going to go see the cosmos. And he snuck me on board, and I don't know. I never left this room.
Oh, well, did he have any plan at all for what would happen if something like this happened?
No.
Oh boy. So these how big are these habitation rooms again?
They're pretty sizable. They would go for a pretty penny if you were living in like Manhattan, but these are like this is like an apartment for one person, but it's like a big apartment for one person. Independent rooms for bathroom, kitchen, stuff like that.
Sure. All right. You know, unfortunately, all of his belongings have to be sorted through and disposed of. I don't think that we're able to hold on to them. But if you'd like to go through his stuff, and I can try to see where I can help you get to. Elsewhere on the ship, I guess.
You can make an NFA roll.
Yeah. Because I've had so much luck with those tonight.
You never know.
Nope.
7.
You know what you know. She's also not being super helpful because everybody else has done cleaning out the rooms before you.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Is anybody else going to peek their head in on 69 and see what's taken her so long?
I will, because it's my responsibility. Trooper 69, how's it going?
No, see, I bought him those ties because I thought they looked really nice when he wore that black suit.
Well, I only apologize that he was not in a condition where he could be buried in it, ma'am.
Yeah, there's basically like a pile of to get rid of and a pile of to keep, and boy, the pile of to get rid of is not big.
Of course.
And Sparky 69 is talking to the robot, and the robot is dressed infinitely more modestly and conservatively than you expected, and it really is just like 69 is talking to a grieving widow.
Trooper, what is going on?
I appear to have met the deceased trooper's wife, sir, and we are presently trying to figure out what can be done with his belongings. And she kind of wiggles her eyebrows and gestures at the robot when she says this to include her in his belongings.
Oh, you're the you were Dane's commanding officer. He talked so much about you. I don't think he ever spoke about me. I'm Kimberly. I'm Dane's wife.
Well, that sounds like a cue for 69 to leave the room. Now the two of them are talking.
I guess I'm Dane's widow at this point.
Trooper. Okay. Did you just leave?
Yep.
You actually just left? Okay. Yep. That's fine. I won't stop you. Yet.
Hey, this is clearly a matter of authority. It's
You know. Of course. Sorry, this whole situation has my brain in a real pretzel.
Do you want to take a minute to think about it, and we'll see what the others are up to?
Sure. Give me like a minute.
Sure. Seconds, I don't know.
How weird. I mean, wouldn't it make more sense if the dead trooper's nickname was Dutch?
No, his name is Hoover because he sucks.
I know. Never mind.
Well, you may have a feeling that Hoover had that nickname for a different reason now.
He built terrible shanty towns.
He might have been putting his dick in the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
What's Deck and Pleather up to at the moment? I've left you two unattended for too long.
New vaudeville act, Deck and Pleather.
At this point, having cleaned up Gargoyle's room, I forgot his name for a moment, but after cleaning up Gargoyle's room, I'm probably off eating food somewhere. I have a slice of all right pizza.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, you see 69 leave Hoover's room like her ass is on fire.
Everything okay from there?
I'm not going to be responsible for the custody of a sex bot. That's not a thing that I'm doing today. I'm not equipped for it. I'm not. She just continues mumbling, walking off.
I just sort of raised my eyebrows and broke. I'm real glad I didn't take that room.
What about Pleather? What's Pleather doing?
So after she got all of Almut's bidding and stuff moved in, she probably peeked her head into McFly's room and is now trying to see if she can't pry one of the screens off the wall.
Those are built into the wall, Pleather. You have those.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna knock out two dual screen.
Where are you gonna put it, Pleather?
I don't know, on the ceiling. Wall. Yeah.
Oh yeah, there you go. Mount it over the bed so you don't even have to get out. You don't even have to sit up.
Oh my god, you have those on the ceiling, Pleather. You can make a roll if you want, but I don't think people are gonna be happy that they're gonna enter their room and literally be missing a screen on a wall.
Well, I didn't make it anyway, so.
Yeah, stupid thing's broken.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what you're up to.
I'm up to.
So, Sparky, Kimberly is upset that her husband is dead.
Now, this might be a little insensitive, but I need to ask you. Are you a machine?
Yes, I am a synthetic life form.
Okay. I just... felt that I needed to make sure that we were on the same page and that this wasn't a situation where one or both of us were under false assumptions as to the nature of our beings.
Okay, did I meet Dane through a production company? Yes. Did he technically commission me to be built? Yes. But there was no... Look, you're from Terra. You know that the politics are kind of a little bit fraught when it comes to artificial intelligences and synthetic life forms. It's... I was his wife as best as I could be. Legally, emotionally, spiritually, I was his wife.
Legally? Legally?
Yeah, we got married. I have the marriage certificate if you want to see it.
Sure.
Yeah, she goes and gets a marriage certificate.
Does it look real?
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you want to make an NFA check to make sure?
Sure, yeah. Let's roll dice. It's always cool to roll dice. Yeah, that's my number.
Yeah, that's real. That's a legally authorized marriage certificate.
Okay.
It looks like
can't throw her into the thresher then.
That's interesting. It looks like he was from the Netherlands. They got married in Holland.
Is that weird?
No, just you didn't know that he was from the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
He never spoke with any sort of accent.
Oh. She called him Dane, huh? Okay. Weird. Okay, well. Oh, well. Well, this certainly clarifies things a little bit. Let me reintroduce myself. I'm Sergeant Sparky. And your name is Kimberly. I think we will have to find a place for you aboard the ship.
I suppose I don't personally believe in the mission that you're a part of. I hate to say, don't expect me to be picking up arms and helping you, but I won't be.
Well, here's the thing. Our mission does not include a return to Terra at any near point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You're not turning around.
No, he made that clear.
All right. I'm going to have to bring this up to the captain, I think. Or the lieutenant? The lieutenant.
Right. Captain at this point. Right.
No, that's Sparky forgetting that he doesn't report to the captain anymore. The former lieutenant, now the captain, he reports to the lieutenant.
Ah, yes, Lieutenant Icarus.
Yeah. All right, it's been a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think in the meantime, why don't you stay here? I have to go file some reports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by all means. You can go do that. 69 Pleather Deck, what do y'all want to do?
Well, 69 has determined that she knows not a lot much more about the people that she's supposed to be mourning and commemorating later. And what she has learned doesn't really change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a little down about that, but still sort of mentally sort of... she's gone off to get something to eat as well. And has out what looks to be some kind of religious text and a notebook, and is sort of paging through one to take notes in the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me know when you want to do the service. Doesn't necessarily have to be super complicated, but...
Yeah, I mean, if there's nothing else going on, then...
Yeah, sure. Are you going to make the others attend?
She's not going to make them attend, but she's going to tell them that she's doing it.
Mm-hmm. The others, then, are you attending?
Yeah, I'll attend.
I mean, the worst that you'll get from not attending is just, you know, a passive-aggressive, oh, I didn't see you at the service tomorrow, you know, or the day after, but...
Mm-hmm.
Sparky really needs to get these reports done.
Okay.
Imminently, this is going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, Pleather is... No, Pleather's not attending.
So it's just Deck?
Just...
Yeah.
Alright, what's Pleather doing besides setting up a man... Setting up... Not a man cave. Setting up a whole bunch of different stuff in her room. Or is Pleather just kicking it? No thoughts, head empty, just living the Pleather life?
What are you playing on your new game console? Pikmin 11?
Playing Warhammer 70K.
Damn. Finally moved it forward.
Yeah. Yeah, they cracked the galaxy in half a third time. Now there's
a second emperor.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's sorry, go ahead.
Actually, yeah, so Pleather is actually gonna poke her head in to Kimberly's room and ask if she wants to play.
Oh. Yes, sure. It's anything to do, I suppose. And I'm fully charged, so why not?
Yeah, I think it helps to get some downtime, you know. Anything particularly you'd like to play?
Oh, well, how do I explain this? I am programmed to want certain things, but unfortunately, I'm a little bit constrained due to some of the restrictions Dane put upon me, so you're going to have to tell me what we're going to play.
Oh, no.
Well, why don't we... All right, we'll start some Smash then, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Who do you want me to play in Smash?
Ice Climbers.
Yeah, she picks up the controller. She loads up the Ice Climbers. She starts flipping through the different skins. She goes through the default skin. The two of you are now playing Smash Brothers. Who are you playing Smash Brothers?
Who would Pleather play in Smash Brothers?
Ridley?
Sure, Ridley.
Oh, Ridley or Samus?
Yeah, probably more Ridley. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the two of you are playing Smash Brothers as her dead husband is being eulogized outside to just one other person. What's it look like, 69?
What's it? What look like?
What does the service look like? What are you saying?
I mean, it's basically just she sets up a table. It gives the impression that it would be nicer if she had more like real stuff, but it's mostly just a couple of candles and one of those reliquaries that she keeps in her room on a table, and just does a lot of reading of scripture and mostly padding, since she doesn't know anything about the deceased and knows even kind of less after going through their stuff. It's really just sort of like a really boring wake.
Do you want to make an NFA roll?
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to. It's just like, how are you going to come off to the others? How's it going to feel?
How do ties work again?
Ties, you succeed.
Okay, then.
It's a meets it, beats it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go too bad, hopefully.
Deck is allowed to feel how she feels about it, but you do like you are grasping at straws, but you have worked with less in the past. So yeah, you are doing a legitimately solid job of delivering a stirring eulogy as best as you can for the four of them. You actually have like pictures of them up on the table with a candle in front of them. It's nice. I mean, it's nice. If you want to tell the others in your, like, you're a steward, right? That's what you said you were calling it?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to tell the other stewards who are, you know, the burden of consequence, like how the service went, and like you recorded it so that like the logs won't be forgotten. It's like, it's well constructed. It's well set together. It is a fitting and serving send off for the four of them.
Well, she does her best, because she hopes that she'll get somewhat the same the same happens to her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you get the same, and hopefully you can also entice the others to join you next time. You hear from the other room. Oh, wow, you're actually not that bad at this. From Kimberly as she's playing games with Pleather.
Oh.
Does Kimberly know how to wobble?
Oh, Kimberly knows all sorts of tech.
Oh, that's fucked up.
She's out there, like, smashing with Fox.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She definitely knows how to do a sex kick.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of Smash. That's okay. Just she's doing an exceptionally good job because Pleather has chosen to play against a synthetic intelligence.
Yeah, because Kimberly let her smash.
Oh God. Okay.
Does Kimberly does Kimberly read the inputs? That's cheater.
No, she's not reading the inputs.
Cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But that sounds like a sex thing.
No, she's not cheating. She's just doing as solid a job as she can.
My new light novel. I played Smash with my synthetic wife?
With someone else's synthetic wife.
With someone else's synthetic wife?
For her part, Deck actually did pay attention, for the most part, to the eulogy. Like, I heard Smash Brothers happening. I didn't let myself get too distracted.
Break the targets!
That's right. You are doing a good job of not, you know, letting the dead go unmourned. Sorry, go ahead.
That's how you get ghosts.
Mm-hmm. And then after a little bit, Kimberly kind of pokes her head out and she says, I heard what you said about Dane. Thank you very much. I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Agatha? Agatha.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Agatha.
That's 69. You gotta call her 69 here.
Yeah, that's her name.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, 69. Do you two want to come play video games with us?
Sure.
Yeah, sure, why not?
No offense to Pleather, but I think she's getting a little mad. We could probably use more people in the mix.
Oh, well, we'll see what we can do.
All right, we're two playing Smash. It's the far future of whenever the fuck this is. You can play whatever the fuck you want.
Super Smash Brothers Ultimate 2, finally released in the year 25,000.
It has Sans, but it does not have Geno.
Yeah. Waluigi's there, though, finally. Unfortunately, he is bottom tier.
Mm-hmm.
He's Robo really just he's just a Marth skin for some reason.
I'm going to say Waluigi's a Piranha Plant skin for some reason.
Oh my god.
That actually fit.
Scary. Mm.
He does have that thorn thing in Strikers, yeah.
Oh, I just went for something that I didn't think would make sense, but fair enough.
Oh no, that actually does connect.
Yeah, he is like horribly mapped to the model. Yeah. Like, you know, the famous, like the Pika Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pika Man.
Long Mario.
Oh god.
Yeah, while the four of you were doing that, Sparky's filling out paper and going to check in with the new lieutenant.
Yeah.
Icarus is a older woman, graying hair pulled out like in a pretty austere bun, thin, kind of hawkish, glances at you and says, "Ah, Sergeant Sparky, how goes cleaning up the remains of the deceased?"
Salute, and say it's nearly complete, Lieutenant. There is one item which I do need to speak with you about.
Do go on.
the approach and put the paperwork down on the lieutenant's desk. Say, it appears that Trooper...
You know him as Hoover.
Yeah, okay, I was just like, do I know his real name or not? No,
you do
yeah.
now, but you know well, him I as do Hoover. Now.
It would appear that Trooper Hoover had brought aboard with him upon his enlistment a synthetic wife.
Let me see the paperwork for this.
I have checked it. It does appear to be legitimate. Her name is Kimberly.
A K-1039 unit.
Yes.
Fascinating. I wonder how in the hell he managed to get that past the screening process. That's very unorthodox.
Yes. Well, she is currently awake. I have told her to remain in the deceased trooper's bunk until we sort this out.
Are any of you going to claim it?
I am... Personally, I am not. I have informed the troopers that... I informed Trooper 69 that if they activated Trooper Hoover's wife, that they would be responsible, and I will have to speak with them later, but...
Good fucking luck with that.
Yeah. But I think the message is clear that if anyone wishes to take possession, they will do so with the full knowledge of... what they are taking possession of.
You're dressing it up with a lot of gravity for owning a particularly sexy lamp, Sergeant.
Yes, well, I was hoping that we could have disposed of... I was hoping we could have done the disposal without activating the unit. And I feel that now there is a more moral dilemma. I fear I'm speaking out of turn.
She raises her brow. Moral in what way, Sergeant?
The paperwork is legitimate, and I feel somewhat conflicted about... potentially scrapping a deceased comrade's wife.
You keep saying wife as if it's a person.
I had reviewed the paperwork which was provided, and it is official and legally binding. Mm-hmm. And I just think it would be a Sparky's like sweating
okay.
quite badly.
Sergeant, you want me to make this abundantly clear for you?
Yes, Lieutenant.
We are currently operating under the jurisdictional force of the Terran Expeditionary Force. We operate under a different legal and authoritative code than Terra itself. That is why we are able to perform such extraplanetary duties as control and cleansing of the galaxy.
Yes, ma'am.
So, unless one of you wants to keep it, that marriage certificate really just amounts to a very nice piece of paper that would do a very good job helping top up the replicators. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, ma'am.
So, unless one of you wants it, put it in the disassembler.
Understood.
Now then, commendations on your job on Cameron. Job well done.
Thank you, man.
Is there anything else that you would like to discuss at this time?
Do we have an ETA on when we will be receiving our replenishments? Excuse me. Replenishment to our squad so that I can properly prepare the new troopers for integration into the unit.
Yes, hopefully within the day. We are doing some transfers from external companies from other ships. People are getting shuttled around. Spaces are being filled as we continue our glorious mission. By tomorrow at the latest, then a day of practice and integration. And then hopefully by the end of the week, we will be moving on to the next target. So.
Very good. I think the troopers are eager to get through this R&R and get back to the action.
Well, I should hope so, considering the work that you four did. You've got a bright future ahead of you.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, unless there's anything else you have to say for me, you're dismissed.
That is it. Salute. Goodbye.
Get out of there. Get out of there.
So.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so Deck and 69, who are you playing at Smash Brothers?
Deck, I'm playing Robin.
Okay. 69, who are you playing?
Could be anyone.
Could be anyone.
Duck Hunt.
Everyone's here.
Okay, playing the Duck Hunt dog.
Pleather has switched to Pikachu because she's under the impression that 69 believes that Pokemon is satanic.
Wow, you're bringing out the old stuff, huh? You don't even know what the stewards believe in. Anyway.
No.
Yeah, you are doing that.
Well, she doesn't believe in winning, clearly, because she's not doing very well.
Did you have Kimberly change who she's playing as, or what? Is she still just playing Ice Climbers?
Let's get some... let's get Sora in here.
Okay, she's playing. She's playing a Sora. Yeah, the three of you are experiencing the very odd sensation of hanging out with a woman who is capable, but she cannot act without somebody else telling her to do things. So she's doing like an actually good job of playing this game, but like. You're having to, like, tell her to do stuff like, you know, queue up for the next match or change out the controller that she's using or stuff like that. Like, not even, like, a spiteful way. Just like, oh, yeah, no, I'm capable of doing these things. I'm capable of having conversations with you. I'm not capable of having preferences or decisions that I can make because that's all locked to my dead husband. And Sparky, you walk in to, I assume this is in Pleather's place because Pleather has taken all the video game equipment. Yeah, you walk into Pleather's room to see four women playing Smash Brothers.
Troopers?
You're gonna have to wait for the next game, sir.
Troopers. Pause the game, please.
Yeah, Kimberly hits pause.
Aw.
Yeah.
I mean, the sergeant told me to.
I have spoken with our new lieutenant, Lieutenant Icarus. Kimberly, can you go to Trooper Hoover's room, please?
Oh, certainly. And she gets up and leaves.
I've spoken to Lieutenant Icarus, and she's informed me that if one of us does not take possession of Kimberly, then we must dispose of her in the disassembler.
Oh.
This is...
I mean, she can stay with me if you want. Not a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't make seem to stop him before.
You will be taking full responsibility of Kimberly and any of her actions. You'll be responsible for maintenance, for her conduct, and any consequences that may result in the future.
Yeah, if she fucking beats you at Smash Brothers, I'll take responsibility for it, man. I don't know. I mean, have you met her? She's not. She ain't me, you know.
Right. Well then, Sparky's go get Kimberly.
Yeah, she's returned to her charging cradle. She's standing there in the corner.
Kimberly?
Oh, yes, Sergeant.
I'm sorry that I had to tell you to go. There was a private discussion to have. It sounds like Trooper Pleather will be responsible for you for the foreseeable future.
Pleather?
Ah, I see. Okay. Am I married, Pleather? Or is this just a custodian? No.
This is a custodianship. We will see that your equipment is removed and placed in Trooper Pleather's quarters, and that will be all.
I understand. Thank you, Sergeant, for allowing me the opportunity to remain, and unfortunately, I'm limited in my ability to act due to certain unresolved restraints and constraints that have been placed on me by my late husband, but I will endeavor to make Pleather's life as happy as I possibly can.
You very well. And I think Barky's just gonna leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after a little bit, Kimberly walks back into Pleather's place. I take it the three of you are still playing? Or are you just hanging out? Or have y'all left?
Yeah, 69's not particularly good at Smash, it turns out, so not necessarily going to stick around if that's all they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I unpaused the game early and got some kills when everybody else was talking to Sparky.
Rude.
Certainly.
Yeah, Kimberly just starts cleaning up Pleather's place.
Congratulations, I guess, on your robot servant. / wife / ward.
Mm-hmm. You sure gave her. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, you gotta make it weird. You don't gotta make it fucking weird, Sarge. This is just roommate, you know.
All right. Well, yes.
Okay. Is there anything else anybody else wants to do?
That's all I trust 69 to get done today.
Mm-hmm. This is probably more of a later downtimes, long-term thing. If this robot can only follow certain commands, I'm going to try and unbind this robot.
You gotta jailbreak the robot.
Jailbreak the robot!
Yeah, to undo the binding rituals on this robot.
Yeah, you want to make an NFA roll?
Gotta put the Tesla inside a circle of salt.
Alrighty, NFA roll. I have to beat a 6. I beat 3. A 6.
Yay!
Yeah.
You've unshackled her.
No. been seeing what tackled her. So Deck takes a look at the situation and the fact that Kimberly has essentially repeatedly expressed that she doesn't have free will. But she has the ability to act on certain things. And you start... I mean, you're a studious sort. You're able to start flipping through various technical manuals and stuff like that that's been, like, packed aboard. And, of course, for some reason... Well, it's not even for some reason. You're also able to find from Hoover's personal possessions that he has what's basically an operations manual on how his wife works. What an existentially horrifying statement. So... Kimberly is a fully cognizant and rational human being with a fully capable sense of intelligence and desire and stuff like that. She is as human as the rest of you. He had some stuff artificially installed as part of her creation and her commissioning, and... as a result, she is currently bound to having other people tell her what she wants and what she wants to do. So you're starting to pick through the nitty-gritty of what exactly it is you're going to be putting into her code and disabling and re-enabling in order to actually grant her free will and autonomy.
Yes.
This can't possibly go wrong.
That's fine.
Yeah, you are getting started. That's one tick towards liberation.
Clocks.
She's mostly just kicking it and cleaning Pleather's place at the moment, but, yeah, I mean, good job, Deck. You're getting there.
What does that look like? Would it, like, what was the actual, like, action that was done to do this? Was it just research? Or
just research right now.
Okay, not, like, opening up the back of her brain to fiddle with circuitry.
No.
It's a Q-tip, mostly.
No, she...
You gotta get a paperclip and kind of, you know, stick it in the little reset.
It's like picking a lock, but it's only because you have to hunt for the tiny little recessed reset button that you have to pick.
No, like, you know what a Bioroid is, right?
Yeah.
A Bioroid being a internal system of programming and, like, computer parts and stuff like that that has a external meat body and stuff like that. She's a Bioroid. She has meat. She has ports that she has to plug into her in order to help, like, sustain her parts like this, but she does need to eat. She does need to do various other biological processes. It's just that she's got a certain sophistication to her. Incredibly high end. But, yeah, you are starting to read the documentation. You haven't started, like, hacking her yet. It's just been entirely... figuring out what's going on as you are learning how to jailbreak a robot wife.
This will definitely be good. Yeah. But the alternative is we would have a robot ghost, and I don't know how to get rid of a robot ghost.
Digital salt.
You gotta
You have to get cryptographic salts.
You gotta get the uninstall wizard.
I'm adding cryptographic salts to the salts family tree at some point.
I was going to say.
Drag the ghost to the recycle bin.
Oh, shit. It's your toxin match is up, by the way.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, damn. Well.
But yeah, is there anything else anybody particularly wants to do?
I think I'm good.
Yeah. Nothing else, no.
I've poked the robot. I think we're good to go.
I think Sparky just goes back to his quarters and is, like, finishing up any last, like, reports and things, and throws a weird trapezoid into the hover hoop.
What?
Yeah, future things that you throw at the hoop.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Yeah, you know what's neat? It's one of those setups where you like put a thing on your hand, so it'll just automatically zoop back to your hand when you're done throwing it.
That's so cool.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, no, it sounds like we've successfully mourned the dead and gotten a robot wife for some reason.
Yep.
Here you go.
Jeep leather. Why does High Command let you have one wife? Wait.
All right. Sounds like a good place to leave it. Next time, you'll be going planetside again, going on another marvelous adventure. Until then, I'm Jess. I'm your GM. A little bit of freewheeling, a little bit of trying to figure out how this game is going to go, how it's going to feel. I think we may alternate between, like, downtime actions and, like, figuring stuff after the fact and proper missions. Now that I'm starting to get, like, a bigger and better feeling of the superstructure and also how, like, combat runs. In reverse alphabetical order... anything you got to say on the matter, Grint?
Try and get outside. Get, like, you know, get some sun. It's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. How about you, B?
Stay hydrated. A lot of random annoying things can really creep up on you if you're not just... drinking water regularly.
Yeah, you're so right. If you're not hydrated, it's such a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Sophie?
Smash Brothers heals all wounds.
No, it does not. Don't you lie to the people at home.
This is how you get a robot girlfriend, because she let her smash.
Okay.
You already made that joke!
You did already make that joke.
I'm making multiple versions so you can decide which one to keep editing.
Oh, you're doing A/B testing?
Oh, bold of you to assume I edit. I do edit, but I don't take shit.
Oh, well, now I know that you don't.
That's right, it's all in there, baby.
Bastard.
Nothing left on the cutting room floor.
No, there's stuff that's left on the cutting room floor. Just
nose to tail editing.
Coffee Club, the director's cut.
Yeah. If you pay me extra, I will just give you the complete and uncut WAV files and you can experience it like it's a fucking Dogma 95 podcast.
I'm really there.
And anything from you, Lavender?
Avoid eye strain. Take a break. If you've been staring at a monitor all day, go look at something else for a bit. You'll feel better.
Mm-hmm. Extremely true. All right, yeah. This has been the Coffin Club. Tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrex, and we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Take care, everyone.
Okay, stop recording.
Goodbye, Craig.
Goodbye, Craig.
See you later, Craig.